Listener Production.
Moderate flood warnings remain in Gippsland, and the new Indigo Shire Mayor shares her priorities. Morning, Andrew Shaw with you. Weather today across the region, we're heading for tops of 23 in Albury-Wodonga, 22 in Shepparton and 18 in Warragul. Moderate flooding concerns remain in place along the Latrobe River, Yallourn to Trehalgan Creek this morning. The renewed warning, which stretches down through Morwell, comes despite no significant falls being expected, with the Latrobe River at Toms expected to stay above moderate flood levels this morning. Meanwhile, on the border, Hume Dam releases have dropped once again, down to 40,000 megalitres per day. Getting local roads back up to scratch after recent flooding is top of the priority list for new Mayor of Indigo Shire. Sophie Price says along with the Shire's flood recovery works, Council has a jam-packed program of works to deliver.
Everyone's seen the footage of Gurumatta Road and people are aware of Indigo Creek Road, so that's all really front of mind at the moment. And that's as well as the priorities within the Council plan that still have to be met, regardless of what the weather is doing. So it's a delicate balance between those two things.
An Echuca pub owner has been hit with a $5,000 fine after opening up during lockdown. Trevor Bernard Andrews copped the penalty in the magistrate's court yesterday, having been found twice guilty of failing to comply with the direction of an authorised officer. The fine for the July 2021 breach is one of more than 50,000 handed to Victorians over COVID restrictions. Wodonga Council has put out its draft climate strategy for the area for public comment. The strategy covers now until 2027 and deals with emissions to the health implications of climate change. Councillors agreeing that it's important for them to prepare the region for the impacts in coming years, sticking with the Goulburn-Murray Climate Alliance was also agreed on. Aussies have become complacent about catching COVID again, with a new survey finding 60% of us think the worst of the pandemic is over. The data from a poll by Pfizer found compared to a year ago, two-thirds of us are now less concerned about the virus in our community, and just under 50% are not worried about getting sick. It comes as the region's experience growing case numbers. And shop local, that's the message from businesses throughout Latrobe. With Black Friday coming tomorrow and Christmas right around the corner, Latrobe City Business Chamber's Peter Sini says it's vital to support our local businesses.
It keeps our strip shops running, it keeps locals employed, it keeps local businesses surviving, and the local businesses are critical to local communities.
Let's look at some sport now. Garang Kuol's become one of the youngest ever athletes to compete at a FIFA World Cup, and Greater Shepparton residents are hoping to see him in action again this Saturday against Tunisia. The Goulburn Valley Suns, along with a number of other local clubs, will be hosting a watch party on Saturday night, with the community keen to see him start the match this time around. Meantime, the Shepparton Gators have won big in Wodonga. The under-18 boys' side took a 49-42 win over the Wangaratta Warriors, and it seems basketball in the area is in good hands with the young squad. Coaches are optimistic about the season to come. And the Australian 8-Ball Championships are well and truly underway in Albury. The event's expected to pump loads into the local economy. The single semi-finals get underway this morning at the Commercial Club. The Masters category will see Alec Evrenardis play Mark Bradley, and Grant Weekly will go up against Neil Kelly. And finally, it's time for the race, with the Wodonga Gold Cup getting underway tomorrow.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free, and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.